Praise the Lord. This is Rose. This is Clear Vision. This is the day the Lord made for you to rejoice and be glad in and keep fueled up. God wants you fueled up. He wants you high-spirited. He wants you alive in Him. He's alive in your spirit, and He wants you to know you are alive in Him and keep fueled up. I had the blessing. Well, let's pray ourselves in here before I tell you what happened this morning. Father, we praise you and thank you in the name of Jesus that you are Lord God Almighty, and there is no other. You are great I Am. And Father, I praise you that we can stand and sit in your presence and watch you work on our behalf. Lord, that doesn't mean we sit and do nothing. That means we sit and honor you because you are our source and provider. And I praise you today, Father, as we sit beside you and we keep our spirits on fire for you, that you move mightily in our lives and reveal yourself to us greater in this message than ever before. Father, thank you. In Jesus' name we praise you. Amen, amen. So I was saying that I was headed to the studio today where we're taping here at the lodge. And I don't ever let the car gas get over half empty. It stays half full all the time. But some other people used my car yesterday in the family, and they don't think like that. So when they brought it back, they just brought it back how they brought it back. And on the way, I looked down, and there was little to no gas. I know where all the gas stations are, but I needed to get over here. But then the Lord began to share with me about being fueled up and why it's so important. And the reason is because you can't run a car without gas unless you have an electric car. You can't run a car. Your body can't run unless you fuel it with food. Food fuels your body. It gives you strength. Food gives you strength. Correct food gives you great health. So you've got to keep your body fueled up. Your spirit does not operate in great maximum unless it stays fed by the Word of God, which it already has. It has the Spirit of God is one with your spirit, and it's strong, and it doesn't need developed, and it doesn't need, but it still needs to hear the Word, and your flesh body needs to hear the Word. Your flesh mind, your flesh thinking, your natural thinking mind and body needs to hear the Word, because your body was not reborn. Your mind, flesh mind, was not reborn. Your mind of Christ came into you and on you through your spirit when you received Jesus, and God fused His Spirit alive in your spirit. So Romans 12:12 says, don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled and aflame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expectant. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Now let's paraphrase that. I'm an Eastern Kentucky mountain girl, Italian, raised in the Methodist church with a Catholic grandfather and a Baptist grandfather, minister, and I had a Jewish, Messianic Jewish Sunday school teacher so in the Methodist church. So I have a lot of background of many denominations, many religions, many ways of teaching. But Romans 12 says it this way. Romans 12:12 again. Don't burn out. Keep yourselves fueled in a flame. Be alert servants of the Master, cheerfully expecting. Don't quit in hard times. Pray all the harder. Help needy Christians. Be inventive in hospitality. Okay, let's paraphrase that. Keep your fire going. Don't let your fire go out. Don't let your love of God weaken. Don't let your trust in God weaken. Don't let the glory of God over you evaporate away from you. Don't let the goodness of God, don't let your expectations waver. See, when we talk about believing, we're talking about faith. Faith and believing are the same, and they mean expect. Faith is expectation. Believing is expectation, agreement with God. Expecting God to be who He says He is. Requiring Him to be who He says He is. Commanding Him to be who He says He is. He says, require me as your most vital necessity. Require me as your most vital necessity. God is your most vital necessity, beloved. He's all you need. He's all you have. The only tangible, stable, non-changing thing in your life is Father God and the glory of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. That's the only thing that never changes. Everything else will change. Everything will change. Everything. So let's look at our teaching on this, that we can count on God always, and we're not going to have any more sleepless nights. I don't know if I'm speaking to somebody particularly out of Psalms 127:2 that says, it is vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, eat the bread of sorrows, and so He gives His beloved sleep. How many calls this ministry gets? Oh, I've not slept in 5 years. I just can't sleep. Okay, well, God says it's vain. It's vain for you to rise up early, sit up late, sit to eat the bread of sorrows, because He gives His beloved sleep. So you don't want any more sleepless nights? Are you the one? Are you somebody that has trouble sleeping? Are you somebody that just wants to complain and talk about how you were up all night because your child was running a high fever? Before I knew the Lord, everything kept me up. What I was going to do tomorrow, what I did yesterday, what might happen to me the next morning, what was going to happen in 6 months, what happened 5 months before. And I would not sleep at all. And the Lord began to teach me to read His word and read it out loud and sit up. Sit up in a chair and read it. Sit up in a comfortable chair and read it. And after a while of that, I realized I was falling asleep while I was reading. And then I thought, oh, no, I can't be getting this. I'm falling asleep while I'm reading it. No, the presence of the Lord was moving into my body, moving on my body. And I was seeing myself become relaxed and peaceful and able to just let go of things. And I learned to praise the Lord before I went to bed. And I learned to praise Him first thing before I got up in the morning. Before your precious feet hit the floor from bed every day, praise Him with His word. Praise Him, He loves you. Praise Him, He provides for you. God gives His beloved sleep. Are you His beloved? I've read scriptures and then I've questioned that. Well, I'm not the beloved of God. That doesn't mean me. Yes, you are. Don't let the enemy talk you out of being who he says you are. You are the beloved of Almighty God. And He has given you sleep. And you're not going to solve anything staying up all night. What you'll have in the morning is wore out. That's what you'll have. And what you'll have at noon is really wore out. And what you'll have in the afternoon is mad, angry, and ridiculous talking. That's what you'll have. God says it's vain to rise up early and to sit up late to eat the bread of sorrows. In other words, it's pointless to worry and lose sleep. Can you change one hair? Can you add one hair on your head? That's Matthew 6, 19 through 34. Can you add one hair? Can you do anything that makes your life different? Can you do anything? Well, yeah, Rose, my mama taught me that, you know, I've got to act nice and sit right and say the right things. And, yeah, that was the etiquette. That was the way I was put in etiquette classes when I was growing up. I was what we called a tomboy back then. I liked to climb trees and hang out of them and ride on cows. And that was considered a tomboy. So I know all about, learning to sit up and stand straight and walk with a cup on your head so it wouldn't fall off, and put your hands in your lap with your napkin in your lap, and don't lean on the table when you eat, and say yes, ma'am, and yes, sir, and expect boys to open the doors for me. I learned all that growing up, but it didn't bring me one squat closer to God. Amen? You got to understand, it's pointless to worry and lose sleep, because the truth is, unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. And unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. That's Psalms 127:1. Unless the Lord's in charge, it ain't going to happen. It's ridiculous. You're not in charge. You think you are. You want to be. You work really hard to be, but you're not. God is in charge. And what happens when you try to take charge and you start to live like you're in charge is you get this collision going on. This collision does this all the time. Confrontation, conflict, confusion, doubt, fear, worry, all those kind of things. So let's let God be the one who builds your house, builds your career, builds your ministry, watches over your finances. Let's let God be the one who guards your health, guards your mouth, guards your marriage, guards your children. I was so bad off with trying to take care of things in my life that I told my husband years ago, I said, honey, I said, I really think you'd love to have one of those radios that the police calls come over. And I'm going to get you one of them because I want you to know everything that's going on in the county. And he thought that was great, but what I was really doing was buying something I could find out if my daughter had a car wreck or something. Now, that's pretty far gone, y'all. You know better. Don't worry and stay up late as if you are the source of increase or the one who has the power to make things happen and save the situation. If you can grow your ministry, you don't have a ministry. And you don't know the Lord God who will grow it. If you think you can grow it, you got to stop that. God grows ministries. God decides the size of ministries. I made a statement to the senior minister of our minister a few weeks ago. Out of the blue, I came in. And I had been real busy doing a lot, and I'm going to talk about more of that in a minute, but. You just come back when you hear the program offers of the books, and we'll cover that when we come back. I love you. I'll see you in just a minute.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 days that champion in you. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life, setting you free from the day's crippling, worrisome thoughts, and filling your mind with God's love, peace, joy, and favor. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. As you dedicate time in God's Word, you will experience the champion winner in you. Order Stop Talking Crazy, Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.
Praise the Lord. I want to make sure that you pay attention to the program offers and that you order the books that we're offering and DVDs, whatever we're offering you. And call in, write in, go on the website, order, make your order known, because we want you blessed. The Lord told me, He said, you tell people you're like me, Rose. They've got you the rest of eternity, whether they like it or not. So I'm here to bless you. I'm here to minister to you, and I'm here to minister and love you the way the Lord loves you. He loves you so much. So let's continue on with our message about keeping fueled up and no more sleepless nights, and how to count on always having. So when God builds your career and your financial blessings, and he guards your health and marriage and increase and children, and he's the source of increase, and he's the one who has the power to make things happen, then you are saved in the situation. God is not the one who says, I think I'll cut blessings out today for Rose. God isn't the one that says, oh, I think she needs to struggle a little bit and then she'll know me better. That isn't the Lord. God is the one that says, my beloved child, throw that care to me and go to sleep. Throw that care to me and go to sleep. And while you're sleeping, beloved one, he is working on your behalf. God can do things in one word and one breath that you can't accomplish in 10 lifetimes. I've seen it happen to me in my life. I've seen it happen to me with the ministry of him here. I've seen it happen to ones in my family, many that call in and are blessed and receive the word. I've seen it happen. And even if I didn't see it happen, I would still see the Lord like Job. Job said, I heard about you, but now my eye sees you. My spirit sees you. And Job knew then who God is, great I am. So God wants you to know. And that scripture, Psalms 121:3-4, tells us, he who neither slumbers nor sleeps works the night shift for you as you sleep. God never sleeps. He isn't tired. He isn't worried. He isn't angry. He isn't upset. He isn't struggling. And he says, neither are you, because 1 John 4:17 says, as I am, Jesus said, as I am, so are you in this world. And Jesus and the Father are not struggling. They're not up all night. They never go to sleep. They don't have to sleep. Because you are a doer and a performer. I don't know about you, but I was raised to be a doer and a performer. I was raised to let go of anything and be irresponsible. I was told that I had to be responsible. I had to be able to make decisions. And yes, we are to make decisions. Today, we're making one. We're making the decision right now that you're going to trust the Lord. It's a privilege he gives you, and you agree with it. You agree with it. We're going to make a decision in 1 Peter 5:7 that everything you do, you will cast it on the Lord. Cast every care, everything you do on the Lord. When he says to cast our cares, he says, he wants us to do that because he cares for us affectionately and watchfully. Do you want to watch him take care of the problems? Do you want to watch him take care of you? Do you want to watch him take care of those you love? Then thank him he does. Just thank him he does. I had a young person tell me on the phone recently in a relationship situation that the family of the other person thought she's too pushy, too pushy in the relationship. And there was a way to think about that that was very important. You can be pushy for the Lord, but honey, you better lay down being pushy on your own. Don't go telling people what they ought to be doing. Don't go telling people what they should have not done. Nobody needs to come tell me what I should have not done or what I need to be doing. God knows how to tell me what to do, and he'll show me. And I'm praising him now over some suggestions and some advice that's been handed to me to do things in the ministry that I've never done. I've never done some of these things I'm being told to do. God's never told me to do them. And I may discuss that in a broadcast. I don't know. But I know this, God is my provider and he's my source. And he's the one that I depend on and he's the one that I require. And he's the one that keeps me fueled up. Amen? He's the one that gives you fire in your body. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went before the king and they said, You've told the whole kingdom to never speak of God or anybody other than you again. And they said, they went and told him, said, no, we will not speak of you. We will speak of our Lord God. Always. That's staying fueled up for the Lord, beloved. We'll speak of who God is in our life and our source. And Shadrach just stood right up and said, well, okay, then we're going to burn you in the fiery furnace because you're disobeying me. And they threw him in there, stoked that furnace up and threw him in there. And Pastor Larry, where is that scripture in the fiery furnace of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego? Look it up there and tell me. I want people to know where it is. I want you to read about it. Because when the furnace was so hot, the fire was so hot, the fire of the situation was so hot, burning, that they could not have survived it. The people that started the fire outside of the furnace couldn't even go near the furnace because it was so hot, the fire was burning. I know about things burning down. I had a big, huge barn on my family farm caught fire from electrical problem. And it was an 80 by 100 foot historic 1849 barn. Let me tell you something. It was enormous, two-story. And the heat of it was so intense that equipment that was in there just melted into pools. You couldn't even tell what it was. It just melted. Trees that were surrounding it just scorched and fell to the ground that weren't even close. They were just nearby. That's a hot fire. Daniel 3:19 is Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And then when they looked in the fiery furnace, there was four people. I have to laugh. How many times has something happened in your life and there was more than you involved, but you didn't know how it happened? Maybe in a car situation, maybe in a travel situation, maybe in a meeting that you're in, or maybe in during the delivery of a baby, or I don't know. There's so many kinds of things that God moves on and in. Anything, unlimited. He's not limited. We have an unlimited, powerful, operating Father God. And so they spoke about it when they looked in the furnace and they said, oh, my Lord, there's four people in there. I thought we just put three in. Get them out of there. I'm paraphrasing all this. You can read about it. And they got them out, got three people out, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they weren't even singed. Not burn up. They didn't even smell like smoke. Now, that's not just a story. That's a truth. That's a word of God truth of how powerful He is in your life on every situation. You can trust Him. And if you have trouble trusting Him, and you're staying up all night sleepless, and wondering how something's going to work out tomorrow, you want that straying off wife to come back. You want that straying off husband to come back. And I've had it said so many times, I just want things like they were. No, you don't. You don't want anything like it was. That's what caused it to come to this, what situation it is. You want it better. You want it in the power of God. You want it in the glory of God. And He intends for it to be that way. He intends that if you go into a fiery furnace, and you're praising Him, you won't even smell like smoke when you come out. God is a strong wind, and He knows how to clean you up and clean you off and give you a fresh breath. I love you so much. I love ministering to you. I love being with you. I love writing books, and now we're going to do the DVDs and the CDs, and I want you to call in and order everything we offer you. And we've got a great book that we've got new that's just gone over the roof and people wanting, called This Is It. 8 principles of the love of God, of the power love of God. 8 principles from the Word, 1, to your destiny, which is Him. He's your destiny. You already have your destiny. So order this book. This is it, and it is on back order, so you're going to have to wait a few minutes. We get everything out in a couple of weeks or less, but that book is delayed because we got so many orders. Then I want you to get 30 Days to Champion in You, 30 Days of Scripture, 30 Days of Praises, 30 Days of Good Down Home Mountain Simple Teaching, the way I talk. I write just like I talk, honey. Somebody said, oh, you have poor grammar. You don't say this right. You say you have accent. You Thank you. Thank you for noticing I'm not like anybody else and I'm unique. And so are you. Don't let people tell you what to do about stuff and keep you up all night thinking about it. You do what he says. You do what God says in his word and you'll be just fine. Just fine. So order that 30 Days, The Champion in You, there it is again. And order Stop Talking Crazy. That's a little book on the power of words in your mouth and speaking what you want instead of what you think you have or what you fear you won't have or what you fear you might have. Praise the Lord. Get this little book and just call, write, go on the website, whatever, and let us know, and then we're going to start sending you DVDs and CDs so you can hear the message of the Word of the Lord from now on. I love you so much. I'm so proud to have been with you today. We're taping shows today. We're doing broadcast extra. We're starting to increase. The ministry's increasing. God is doing it, not me. He's doing every bit of it, and I'm thankful to be with you. I'm thankful to love you. I'm thankful to be here for you. So just give us a call. Let us know what we need to do for you and be with you. I love you so much. Until next time, you just remember, nothing's too big, too hard, too wonderful, too small, too anything for God. He is Lord God Almighty, creator of the universes. In Jesus' name, he is your Lord God. Great I am. I love you. I'll see you next time.
Send your loved gift today to receive 30 Days, The Champion in You. In this powerful devotional, Rose provides 30 days of grand champion thinking from God's Word, keeping you on His path for permanent, victorious living. And also be sure to request Rose's new book, This Is It. Rose shows you 8 powerful principles from Genesis to Revelation that you can speak over your life. God has greater things planned for you than you can dream. Today, every day, is your greatest day of grand champion living and victory. Order Stop Talking Crazy. Talk Love. To order, sow your seed gift, or to have a prayer warrior praise pray over you, call 859-548-2762 or visit us on the web at jesusandrose.org.